Jamal Charles, and he runs head first. And the ball's knocked free, and the ball is picked up. Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores. Are you kidding me?
Welcome back into In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. That's not head coach Gary Kubiak. It is Bradley Roby, though, who had the game-winning touchdown in the game against Kansas City. Let's start right there, obviously, Bradley. Walk me through it. Take me through it. What did you see? Were you surprised when you ended up with the ball, the scoop six, and then were you surprised when you ended up in the end zone?
It all happened so fast. You kind of was expecting them to kneel the ball at the end of the game and go to overtime, but you know, they chose to run the ball, and I just saw it kind of squirt. I saw it on the ground squirt out a little bit, and I just ran to it. It just kind of fell right in my hands, you know, kind of perfect place, perfect time.
It seemed like you were the only one that had that reaction. It seemed like everyone else around the football was just sort of standing in quicksand, so to speak.
Yeah, I always have a good eye for the ball. I'm always looking for the ball. So when I saw it squeeze out, and I was kind of far back. Everybody else was kind of close inside, so I was able to see it where other people really couldn't. So it was just a lucky play, you know. I'm just glad I made it and got the win.
You did get the win. The mindset of this defense right now under Wade Phillips, not only tough physically, but mentally, right? It seems like you guys have really sort of grown leaps and bounds even from, say, last year under Wade Phillips.
Yeah, Coach Wade is a great coach. He puts a lot on us, and he expects a lot out of us. We expect a lot out of each other and ourselves. So I think he came in and raised the standard, raised the bar of what we can be, you know, as a defense. And we love this scheme. It fits us. It fits our talents. So I think that's why we're playing it a little bit better than we did last year, because of all those things.
Yeah, it's an understatement. You guys are playing really good football right now. What is the no-fly zone? Explain.
The best secondary in the league. You know, we feel like we have the best secondary in the league, just point blank.
Is that like a battle cry that you guys sort of have heard that bits and pieces here throughout the first parts of this season? Do you get together and kind of chant that up a little bit? Or?
I guess so. You know, I guess you can call it that. You know, I'm not really a big on, I've heard no fly zone before, you know, yes, in the past. So
it's not original.
Yeah, you know, since it's not original, I don't get into it. But if that's what, you know, they want to call us, then that's cool with me.
You personally, your second year in the league, what have you learned? How much do you think you've grown? How much more do you feel like you can grow?
I think I've gotten a lot better just overall confidence-wise, just being more used to being on the field, you know. I don't get nervous before games, stuff like that, you know. I think with the second year, I'm really working on my technique and things like that, and I think I can get a lot better. You know, I think I played okay yesterday. You know, I didn't allow any catches, but there was a few plays here and there where I wasn't in the right position, you know. So just getting better at the little things every day is what I strive to do, and it'll pay off.
I know it's only two games, but the turnover differential has been fantastic. And I know it's something you guys were really stressing towards the end of last year, trying to get your mitts on the football as defenders, and you guys have done that early on.
I think that comes with the pressure you bring as a defense. And the pressure up front allows the quarterback, he doesn't allow the quarterback to have time to sit in the back of the pocket and have all the time in the world. And, you know, we're going for fumbles and poking the ball out. So that's a great, you know, tribute to Coach Wade. He stresses his turnovers like crazy, so it's great to see that coming to fruition in the season.
You guys had the two quick games in 4 days. Now you got some time off. You don't play again from a week from Sunday at Detroit. What do you do with that time? I guess how do you sort of balance taking some time off, getting some R&R, but also keeping yourself, you know, right mentally and physically and staying sharp?
I'm going to rest. You know, I'm going to rest those 2 days. But you know, you rest physically, but mentally, you know, you get on the film, start watching Detroit for next week, and let your body, you know, heal. You know, you don't have many breaks in the season where you have a couple of days where you can just do nothing, so you have to take advantage of it.
All right, Bradley Roby, off-field questions. So you ready for some of these?
Yeah.
Hobbies. What do you do? What are you doing when you're not here working?
Hobbies right now. I watch a lot of movies, yeah, like TV shows, Netflix. Hang out with teammates, girls, all those type of things.
Speaking of girls, you brought it up. Yeah. I got to ask you, two Buckeyes have asked Taylor Swift out via Twitter over the last cut. Right?
Who? You know?
Was it Ezekiel and Cardell? I mean, would you follow back up with that? Be a third?
No, I'm not really a Taylor Swift fan. I mean, I like some of her music, you know, I like that song Bad Blood. It's a nice song, but.
Does that get you pumped up before the games?
Nah, I don't listen to it before the games, but I don't. She's not, I don't see her. She's not my type.
All right, Bradley Roby, our player profile guest of the day. Bradley, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
And a reminder, we'll be back with Coach Kubiak here in just a minute. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. Arrowhead Stadium is one of the most unwelcome places in the NFL. But being a Broncos fan in enemy territory can be downright dangerous. In this week's This is Broncos Country, presented by Mike Shaw Subaru, Cammy Carmen explores what it's like to root for Denver in Chiefs Kingdom.
It has not been fun or very easy.
Kansas City resident Adrian Bermudez says wearing orange and blue in Chiefs Kingdom can be downright dangerous.
Really diehards, and they will not look at you right. They'll try to fight you or whatever. I mean, I try not to wear this kind of stuff at a bar because I might end up hurt.
Chiefs fans don't always leave it on the field.
I used to have a debit card that had the Broncos logo on it, and people wouldn't take it. You know, I would go buy something or something like that. They wouldn't take my debit card. I said, come on. It's just a debit card, right?
Bermuda has spent less than a year in Denver as a kid, but that's still when the Broncos stole his heart.
There's so many Broncos fans that come out of the woodwork.
Bermudez is not just a fan. He's part of the culture of Kansas City as the owner of a food truck. Indios Carboncitos is his other passion.
We call it Mexico. It's Mexican with the barbecue fusion, you know, style that we make up, and it's pretty good.
And Bermudez never fails to find a Broncos connection.
I had all my gear on, and they're like, no, we're not buying from you because, you know, you're a Chiefs, you know, you're a Broncos fan, not a Chiefs fan. That was fine. We had plenty of Broncos fans there, so they were all buying food from me, so that was fine. That was fun. They're like, hey, we got to support this cat, right?
He is committed to his customers. This is home.
I love my community. I love Kansas City.
He just cheers for a different football team.
Fortunately for me, I'm a Broncos fan. You know, I know what it feels like to win, so that's awesome.
Cammy Carmen.
It's my team, so I'm going to wear my colors.
Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammy. Great stuff. Coming up next on this week's edition of In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, Nick returns with Coach Kubiak to talk about how the Broncos stay focused during their extra time off. Plus, we chat with Broncos tackle Ryan Harris, who returned to face his former team in Kansas City on this week's Know Your Broncos. Stay with us.